Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you, and peace and blessings to our radio listening audience. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful day today. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, and thanks for listening in to our radio voice show today. I'll be now Shaheen Shabazz for the Elegy of the Creator. We pray that you mothers will have a lovely and enjoyable day. Special time that you want this for our friends to show mothers and tell them how much you really do love.
Good morning. Assalamu alaikum. I want to say, before we get started, listening audience, for those of you whose mothers are living physically in the body, and for those of you whose mothers are living in your hearts and in your souls, we greet all of you a happy and blessed Mother's Day to all of you all's mothers. Before we start, we want to do that. So I pray you accept that of me and us. And with that said, we would like to give all glory and all praises to the Creator, the Most High, who created us and didn't just create us, but He created us and He gave us guidance. He didn't create us and leave us to the evil forces in ourselves and in the world, but He gave us guidance so that we would be able to distinguish right from wrong, good from evil. But He gave us, along with this gift, the intelligence inside of us to be able to choose the best from that which is not the best. But we have to use the power that Almighty Allah has given us to be able to choose right from wrong, because if we don't use that ability, if we don't use that power, then Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, the last prophet of Allah for all mankind, he said that if we don't use our five senses, and if don't use our intelligence, then we will be deprived eventually of having that blessing of being able to use them, we will lose them. Anything that the Creator has given us, people, he's given us for our good. But if you don't appreciate the good, you don't show your gratitude for the good that the Creator, Allah, has given you, then he will take it from you. So, people, I pray that you understand that Almighty Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, he created life. And he created all life, not just human life, but animal life, plant life. He created all forms of life. And he created life, that life would be good. Because he's good and he is the giver of life. He didn't create life that life would be bad. So we want to understand this first, because today we have a lot of people, most people, you know, they act like they was born to do wrong. And they act like there is no consequences for their wrong actions. And they act like if there is a judgment day, it's so far off from me. I concern myself with it when it come. I ain't dealing with it now. I'm dealing with the here and the now. I ain't dealing with the hereafter. I'm dealing with the here and now. I'm here now in this world, and all I'm concerned with is this world and what's in it. I ain't concerned about when I die. It might happen. I know I'm going to die. They know they're going to die, but they don't know they're going to be resurrected for judgment. So most people live their life as if though they don't have to prepare for a judgment day. When after their dead bodies, rotten bones, is rotten in the cave, we're going to be resurrected again and brought forth for judgment. I don't believe that stuff. And they don't just say this, because you got most Muslims don't believe in the judgment day. Most Christians don't believe in the judgment day. I mean, that's after our death, physical death and resurrection. Most Jews don't believe in the resurrection and the judgment day. You know how I know this? Easily by their conduct. By the way they conduct their life in this world. If you believe in the judgment day, you know what that means you believe in, people? It means you believe in justice. And what is justice? It means that you believe in wanting for your brother what you want for yourself. So why would you have about 10% of the people rich in the United States alone and 80% poor? Is that one for your brother what you want for yourself? Now understand that out of that 80% of people in America alone, a majority of them, a lot of them are in religion, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and other religions. So they're included. Most of them don't want for their brother what they want for themselves. But they say, I believe in Allah, I believe in Jehovah, I believe in Yahweh, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior. Well, if you believe in Jesus Christ, even for you Christian, he was a just man. And Jesus Christ didn't say he was nobody Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ told people the kingdom of God is in you, not me. One lady said to Jesus, say, hey, Lord, because there was, you know, at that time they thought he was some type of God, because he was such a holy man and he was born without a father, and that was a miracle of Allah. So a lot of people wanted to worship him like he was a god because of his miraculous birth. And he was correcting those people with Islam, letting them know, hey, I didn't create myself. My mother didn't create me. But Almighty God created me, Allah, in his own way because he wanted me to be a special sign for my people. And so with that said, Christians, I just want to say, Jesus, or Prophet Isa is his correct name in Arabic. He said, I in you, and you in me. What did he mean? He meant that the kingdom of God, Allah, in me, is in you. He meant also, he said this, he said, I am the word of God. He said, I'm God's word. See, Jesus was the word of God. And he was the son, not of God. He was the son of Mary, his mother. Now, another way in the scripture, he is the son of man. man really means mind. So it means he was, and son really means light. It represents the light of Allah, of the God, of the Creator. So Jesus was the light of the human being's mind, the light of the human soul, the human being's soul. Huh? So all of us, when we truly understand the purpose that Almighty God, Allah, created us, we will understand that we're all supposed to be lights on this earth. What kind of lights am I talking about? Spiritual lights. Lights, meaning intelligent, meaning lights of moral goodness, lights of the goodness of God, Allah. Allah's goodness, His truth is a light. And it gives, it dispels, or it eliminates or extinguishes ignorance. You know, so many Muslim, Christian, Jews, and people now, they saw him in the worship of money. Money. Dunya. Material things. I worship my car. I got a Lexus. I got a Mercedes. I got $250,000 home. All of these material things. And we see what all of these material things and all of this material so-called wealth of America, look at all the immoral corruption that's destroying rich and poor people alike because they have forgot the true purpose of life. They have forgot the Creator who created them and the purpose for which He created them. Almighty God, Allah, say He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And I want you all to understand that there's no time with Allah. So when He say days, He's not talking about days like 24 hours in a day for us, like man, clockless time. Almighty God, Allah said 1,000 years of our time is like one day. One day to Him. One day. So people, time for us as human beings on this planet is short. Almighty God, Allah said, we don't even live a whole day in His sight. He said, we just live a little part of a day. So our life is short. So we have to understand that if we don't strive, we don't seek to understand what is the true purpose that I'm here, and try to fulfill that purpose, then we'll never be able to do it. See, this is something that I want everybody to know, and especially the religious people. You know, Almighty God didn't create our life like a magician. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. We have what's called free will. The world won't get no better for us if we don't put forth some effort to make a change. If we just accept things, even in our personal life, the way they are, we say, well, I've been eating pork all my life, for instance. I've been drinking liquor all my life. And we see that the pork and the liquor is killing us. It's destroying our body. We got ulcers, you know, we got diabetes and all of this stuff. And we say, well, I won't just let the good Lord stop me from doing it. I ain't got to try to stop and do nothing on my own. I'm going to just let the good Lord stop me. I hear people saying that a lot, especially in North Carolina where I'm from. If God want me to stop eating this pork, He'll stop me from eating this pork. If God want me to stop lying and stealing, He'll stop me from lying and stealing. People, come on. Does that make any sense to you? This is another example. I'm up in Washington, D.C. I see vehicles riding by right now. If I say, well, God, if you don't want me to die, I can walk out in front of one of them vehicles and let them vehicles run over me, and it ain't going to hurt me. Does that make any sense at all, people? No. So, people, for every action, there's an opposite reaction. There's a reaction. In other words, every time you do good, you will get a good result. And if you do bad, you will get a bad result. You know, I mean, I see people walking by right now, and people laugh at the truth. They're so pitiful that people laugh at what's good for them, and they run away from what's good for them, and what's bad for them, they run to it. They'll run to it. They'll beat each other to it. And I read that in the ground this morning where the Creator said, every time he sent a messenger, a prophet, to the people with his words to warn them of the destruction that was inevitable if they kept doing evil, they laughed at him, called him crazy, called him stupid. But that didn't stop what the messengers told the people. They kept on, but God gave them respite. He's long in his mercy, but when it's time for his wrath, his punishment, he's swift in justice. Don't forget that. People, don't forget that. The Creator, Allah, said when he created the heavens and the earth, he decreed that his mercy prevails over his wrath. But because he do that now, he also said on the flip side of that he said, we can sin as human beings so much that he will close the doors of forgiveness on us. We can't even be forgiven no more by Almighty God. And do you know I believe, just as I look out in the society every day, most people have already reached that point? Because day in and day out, you see people, the same people committing the same sins, with no stop, with no change, in the beginning in religion and politics. We've been in this country just as an African-American people for over 500 years. We had people that died just 50 years ago being water hosed down. German Shepherd dogs sick on them by the police, like they even human. Huh? We've been read recently, African-American young men being shot down by the police, mostly white police, all over this country, like they don't even, like they're nothing but game, like they're going out hunting a deer to kill an animal for game. Because they don't even consider the rich people, the poor people, as human, but especially the African-American. In fact, they have labeled us, this government of the United States, these Jews and whites, so-called whites, as three-fifths of a human being. And so that's why they shoot us down and say, well, the one number is a damn animal anyway. So we got the right to shoot down animals. Animals ain't number our game. And so to them, our life is a game. So listen, with that said, people, judgment is for you every day. Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified and most high is he above all his creation. He say, with every breath of our life we take, we die. We get nearer to judgment. So all the time you breathe, inhale and exhale, you're being judged. And every time you do good or bad, you're being judged. But there is going to be a final judgment when all of your life's journey here in this world is going to be tallied up in a book called the Book of Deeds. Huh? When it's going to be set on a scale to be balanced to see if your good deeds outweighed your bad deeds. And if your good deeds outweighed your bad deeds, Almighty Allah say you will achieve the aim and the purpose that he created you. You will attain eternal life. And he said, if your bad deeds outweigh your good deeds, you would have failed the purpose he created you, the test of this life in this world, and you will spend eternity in hellfire. But the choice is ours. Which do you choose today, people? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Nobody else can answer that for you but you. Because faith is personal. Everything that Allah, the Creator, created has a direct and personal relationship with him. And it knows its Creator by its very nature. Because it knows by its very nature who created it. Even the devil say in the Holy Quran, he said, I fear Allah. He told them people, y'all might not fear Allah, but I know Allah, and I fear Allah. So if the devil, the one most people worship and fear Allah, how much should human beings fear Allah? If the one they worship, most people evil, fear Allah, why shouldn't people fear Allah? See, the devil's smart in that way. He know Allah. He was once with Allah. He know Allah has all power. We as human beings would give him knowledge about the devil. So why don't we seek our Creator, go back to submitting to Israel, so we can understand that God gave us dominion and power, not only over the material world, but He gave us a little bit of dominion and power over His angels in heaven with Him, when we obey and submit to His will. So I just want to start that. Well, I'm going to stop right here and give way to the co-host or anybody listening if you want to comment, disagree, or agree. Oh, that's all right. We're going to entertain that if you are. So I'm going to say assalamu alaikum at this time.
Alaikum
assalam,
and thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Wow, he is doing some teaching. And we want to thank our Creator Almighty God for blessing us with such a man. It's explained His word, laying the purpose of life, and explained our purpose in life to us like this. We don't know why we're here. We don't know what we have to be doing while we're here. And we want to tell us that He is just such a beautiful man. This man explained to us the purpose for us existing on this earth. And today I'm the student of today's on our mother, and to understand why mother is the woman of civilization. But that's why that wouldn't be you, because the law made the mother to bring you on earth. He made her womb. He placed you in her womb. That's to be the place for you to be for 9 months and to go to three years out to a human being. Some he permits to come in a little earlier, some a little later. But the point is that the mother is to guide and direct you and to prepare you for your purpose in life. All women. There are mothers, yes, we know, are very confused. In this world, it's a blessing that not everyone is confused in it because of the corruption in this society. And many have, unfortunately, are brought up in situations where they don't know who they are and why they are. And many children, you would think, are the mothers, families, of their raising themselves. But this is not the normal, and this is not the purpose. This is unfortunate what evil has brought on earth. This is the price that we pay for not following the guidance of our Creator, following His laws, His ways. Man has gone so far astray that so many children tend to survive. But, children, you have mothers. Paradise is at the feet of your mother. You know that? Yes. Paradise is at the feet of the mother. And another thing you're taught, you're also told, and I don't like to use word things, but you're also taught to reverence the womb for you. So you always respect, especially concern your mother. Reverence the womb that's for you. And honor thy mother and thy father. Thy age may be long on this earth, which the Lord thy God giveth us. So most of us have heard these to receive these messages from our books, our writing, our children, that we study every day. To receive messages of our mother, to her. But do we really listen, hear, and obey? Many mothers will be given that respect. Many want. But for all of you mothers who want to know that you are very precious to your Creator, unfortunately in this world, some of the children choose to listen to the wrong voice within their souls. It's about, have we prepared our soul for judgment? Prepare your soul for judgment. Many don't even realize they have a soul because they're tuned out. opened up for it. The consciousness that we need to it. And he takes you right or wrong. Gives them choice. And warns them when they're doing wrong. But so many have decided, I don't want to hear that. Get away from me, boy. Get away from me. Don't try to say, I'm going to do what I want to do. This. They make the wrong choice. The mother, but nobody else, not realizing that they didn't bring themselves to the earth. Child, taking care of, waking up all hours of the night, worrying and wondering, rushing to the doctor, father's ill, praying there's some kind of food for the mother's food. It was difficult to feed those children. They found a way for you to feed you, to nourish you, to keep you clothed, to help you to come up, to be the first, the human being that you are. Your mother did it. And everyone, whether you have children or not, you know, they don't have a mother. Yes. For the care of those who came from our womb to God. They're all our children. We're all responsible as humans for the care of creation. The human creation is all creation on earth. Therefore, mother, you who must be not mother, those of you who must be false mothers, you are still not mothers. And make it your duty, great dog, proving that you can speak. So let's learn to be very thankful for this day. Prepare our souls by being conscious of our deeds, of what we do every day, of our consciousness of this world. Are these good? There's a book of peace that's being written on each of us. Every action that we do, we will have to answer to. Thank you. do so at this time. If not, he will give the rest of the message. Back over to the host today, the man that he's the boss.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes. Excuse me? I know who the number you just called out is. That's my cousin. Perhaps today he just wanted to listen. This is his first time listening at the program. So I welcome him. I talked to him this morning also, so I'm glad to have him on. Me and him go back with Islam for about 40 years. We've been encouraging each other to live a good life. And he is about 73 years old, and ever since I was a little boy, I've known him to be a good man. And a man of integrity, a man of true love, real love, and not that type of love that loves you when they want something, but when you need something, the love ain't there. He's a man that wants for others what he wants for himself. I know him, and so he is that guest, and I'm glad to have him on today. With that said, I want to say, people, that with every choice we make, we bring judgment on ourselves. As I said before, if I choose, and see, the key to life is choice for a human being. I was saying today, Almighty Allah could have made the human being like he made a tree or an animal or the sun or the moon. All of those things I just called out, they can't do anything but what Allah created them to do. And you know what that is? To worship and serve him. But the human being can go contrary to our nature, which is what? To worship and serve our Creator as all creation does, all the time. And I tell you what, the sun don't shine one day. A cat don't be a cat for 10 years and then later on the cat turn to a dog and start acting like a dog. A cat act like a cat from the time it's created till it dies. A dog act like a dog from the time it's a dog created by Allah until it dies. The sun rotates with this moon, and the moon rotates with the sun from the time they're created till the time Allah, the Creator, take them out of existence. Now, why ain't we, as human beings, learning from creation how we're supposed to live? All things created was created for the same passion, for a purpose, to worship and serve Allah. No reason, but because Almighty God Allah is so merciful, he gives us as human beings a little bit of freedom of will to choose our life. If you don't choose your life, you won't have a life. And how do you choose your life? You choose your life by choosing to do good. You choose your life by choosing to treat yourself with respect and treat other people with respect. You choose your life by living a morally upright life, a life of striving for moral excellence. Life is in the goodness of God, Allah. Allah is life, and Allah is all good. So if you want to choose life over this death and destruction in your personal life and in the life of human beings in general, but it starts with you as an individual, you got to choose good over bad. And we know what good from bad is, everybody. You ain't got to tell nobody that. When anybody do bad, their conscience and their heart, it bothers you. That's automatic because it's in your nature. Your nature's good. So when you do something contrary to your nature, it bothers you. Your nature will whip your hind parts. Yeah, your nature will whip you. What is your nature? The goodness of Allah, God in you, Almighty God in you. And when you do bad, your nature starts whipping your heart. Your heart is troubled. You can't have no peace. Your mind is troubled. Your conscience is bothering you. And you're always wondering who's going to find out about the bad you did. You know what that's called on earth? Misery and hell. But we choose this, people. But like we choose to follow our own will, which brings these conditions on, we have the choice to submit or follow or submit to the will of our Creator. And how do we do that? Because a lot of people don't know how to do that. You do that, people, by simply saying to yourself, I'm tired of doing things my way. When I do things my way, they don't work out. So I know that I didn't create myself. I know I got a creator. I want to try doing things the way he created me. So I'm going to ask him to guide me, help me to understand what is the way you created me to live. What is the purpose you created me to live? Huh? You have to do this as an individual. And you have to be sincere. I did it about 41 years ago when I was in jail. And I talked to my creator, Allah. I said, Allah, I ain't no animal. This is a cage in here. And the food was, I wouldn't even feed some people say, well, I ain't going to say that. I mean, certain animals eat certain things. But human beings, the food in prison and in jail ain't even fit for human consumption. So I was in that cage, and I prayed, and I said, Allah, if you get me out of here, I said, I make a vow, a covenant, a promise to you that I'm going to give my life to you. And I say, if you don't allow me to pull the 6 months in prison that they say I got to pull, because I didn't have the money to pay them for what they say I did at the time. And so I was prepared to go and pull the 6 months, but I said, Allah, even if you allow me to go pull the 6 months, I'm changing my life. I'm giving my life to you. I'm going to serve you in prison. I'm going to serve you when you bless me to get out until I die. And I have been blessed. And this man that just came on, Brother Frank Tatum, he knows me. That's my cousin. He's older than me. He know when I first came into Islam about 41 years ago, and he can tell you himself, if he wants to, that I've been striving sincerely to obey my creator, though I'm not perfect, and I make mistakes, but he can tell you he's seen a constant change in me trying to conform my will to the will of Almighty God Allah in Islam. And Islam just means submission to the will of God, and also Islam means the way of life for all creation. So he can tell you that I've been doing this. And if all of you want life, you have to submit your will to the one who is life, your creator, Allah, he's life. So surrender your will to the will of your creator, Allah, and then you'll have life. And I share this with you also in the statement following that's connected. Almighty God, Allah, said he will never change the condition of a people or an individual until they first change what's in their soul. Change what's troubling your heart. See, when we do wrong, when we do evil deeds, our heart is troubled. And, you know, check this out, people. Almighty God, Allah, the Most High, say he revealed his final revelations in the Holy Quran for all mankind as a healing for the diseases in our hearts. You see, all the troubles we see in the world with people and all the physical sickness we see with people, they all come from the heart. A person ain't got to have a heart attack to have a heart disease. You got a heart disease when you're in love with wrong and don't want to do what's right. Your heart is diseased. And the heart won't make disease, it will make cure. When Almighty God Allah put some of his spirit into the heart when he created us in the womb of our mothers. You see, he made our heart pure, free from disease, free from sin. So no baby, no child was born in sin. That's a lie that the Jews and the white men tell you so that you think that you're born in sin. So if you sin, don't worry about it. It's all right. You was already born in sin. And then they go further and tell you a lie and make themselves a God and make themselves a son of God, saying they Jesus, and say, well, God didn't die. He said he put a spirit in us. And he died for your sins and put his spirit in us, so your sins are already paid for, so you can go in and sin all you want, and it's all right because your sins already been forgiven. So we got a double whammy, a falsehood, instilled into us as African-American people when we were brought here to the United States of America over 500 years ago. They took our religion, which was Islam, for the majority of Africans, and gave us a false religion called Christianity, where everything in the religion that was right was white. And everything in the religion one that was black was bad. You see? Yes. Is this racism? You're insane if you think this is racism. This is the truth that you need to know to wake you up so you stop sleeping mentally, stop sleeping spiritually, and wake up to the reality of life. And the reality of life is unseen. The reality of life is Allah. Allah is unseen. You can't see Allah with your physical eyes, but you can see Allah with a pure heart, with a pure soul, with a pure mind. Huh? With a pure heart. You can see Allah. And Allah always sees you, even if you don't see him. And you got to answer to Allah. Now, in this world, and on the day of Yom Kippur, resurrection and judgment, this is a wake-up message. And I shared with a lady up here today, several ladies today, that every day is Mother's Day. And I want to take it on another, put it on a, put it in another category. You know, they call the earth Mother Earth, right? Why? The earth gave, Allah created the earth, and he put his spirit in the earth so the earth would give birth to our physical bodies. So every human being beginning comes from the earth. So they call the earth Mother Earth, you see? Just to show you how important Mother is, see? Mother Earth. And they call Africa the motherland. Why? Because the first human beings were created in Africa. The first human being that gave birth to all other human beings were created in Africa. Now, understand this now. This ain't no racism. It's the truth. Those human beings were so-called, they were black. Adam and Eve. They were black. So what is this saying? Who is the mother and father of Chinese? So-called white people, Jews, and all other races, the black man and woman, we are their mother and father. What do I mean? What I said, we are their mother and father. They know this, a lot of them, but the sad thing is that most African-Americans and most Africans don't even know this either because they done been divided from the truth. They done been divided from Islam, the truth. They have been divided from Allah, the one creator. You see? And so therefore they are blind. They are spiritually blind. They are spiritually in the dark. Ignorance. They are spiritually ignorant. Their origin, where they come from. And people, it's an absolute fact and necessity that in order to know where you're going, you must know where you come from. You got to know your roots, your beginning, in order to get to your end. Because your beginning tells you where your end is. So what do they do? Cut us off from our history. Cut us off from our roots. That's why we're in the terrible condition that we're in. I'm talking about African Americans now as a people. And most people in general are cut off from their roots because they're cut off from the what? The remembrance of their creator. And Almighty Allah said, people of the world, when you forget him, you forget your own soul. Now, if you forget your soul, what do you forget? Your life. That's why you see most people walking around like zombies, especially in Washington, D.C., the nation capital. There's so many mentally ill people here, it's pathetic. And the Food and Drug Administration is here, right up in this area, and they pass laws to put drugs and chemicals in the food and dropping, spraying stuff in the air out of airplanes to cause people's brains to be, to eat up the brain cells in your body and to decay the organs in your body, and they put stuff in the medication in the hospital and then these pharmacists to destroy the human being. This is a plot, a diabolical plot of the Satan working through the Jews, ungodly Jews, and the ungodly so-called white people more than any other people on the planet. I don't care if they hear me. I tell them in their face. Like Elijah Malcolm X said, they can put me in jail for committing a crime, but they can't put me in jail for telling the truth. Let them try. I got some fault. The Creator got some fault. Let them try. I dare them to. So there's no hold back on this program here. This is a program of truth. El Haq, the truth. And El Bianna, the clear truth. And so, people, judgment is now. We must prepare for the judgment because we are all not only judged, being judged now for what we do and receiving consequences, but there are even greater or worse consequences in the spiritual world after we die. On the other side, after we are resurrected from the grave, there are much greater consequences that we're going to have to answer for our bad deeds, and they're going to be of an eternal nature. You won't ever stop being tormented for the evil that you do here, people. So people be warned. This is a final warning now. I might die today. But I say I'm a final warner and reminder to you all that there is a creator, and no matter what name you want to call him, no matter what religion you want to claim, if you try to divide yourself and say, well, the Muslims, they don't worship the same God that we worship because we're Christian, and you Christians all don't worship the same God we worship because we're Muslim, you are insane. Because the same God created all people, and he's the God of all people, whether people accept him as one or not. He's only one. La ilaha illallah, no God but one God, one creator. This is what all the prophets and messengers of Almighty Allah taught. La ilaha illallah, no God but one God. That was the core of their message. That was the message Prophet Muhammad taught longer in his mission to change the world from a barbaric, savage world like the today, a world of jahiliyyah, spiritual darkness with most of the people. They don't even know they're created in total spiritual darkness, most people. And the only way he was able, blessed by Allah, to bring the world back to civilized thinking was bringing them back to the consciousness of La ilaha illallah. Your God is not a statue. Your God is not a stone. Your God is the one you can't see with your outer eyes, but you see him with your inner spiritual insight. He's in you, and he's a spirit, and he's the same spirit in all of us. He's not a conflicting spirit in us. He's the good spirit in all of us. So he is the good in all of us as human beings. And the bad in all of us as human beings, Almighty Allah say, come from our own selves. So don't even blame the devil when you see bad things happening in your life. Look in the mirror. Do you see the one to blame? It's you. Like Michael Jackson said, don't be judging me. If you want to judge anybody, start with the man in the mirror. And he was right. That's what Allah say. He said, judgment is his. He said the greatest fight we got and struggle we got as human beings is not against a white against a black against a white, a Jew against a Arab. No, but he says your own carnal desires against your spirit in the spirit of God in you. You got to fight your false carnal desires every day, all the time, to gain control over them so they won't keep you into evil and keep you from gaining your spiritual life by living a good life, a pure life and a clean life while you're on this earth, the planet earth. With that said, that's a lot. So if we got any guests, we had a few that wanted to come on. At this time, co-host, my lovely wife, happy Mother's Day to you every day. And we want to bring on anybody else at this time because we're going to conclude the program earlier today. If anyone want to come on, you, Brother Larry, if you're listening, or anybody else, please come on at this time and give a comment or give whatever comments you want to make concerning the topic that we're talking about today. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
My radio listening audience, I want to the radio broadcast show of You weren't born just to be here. You weren't born just to be here and get up back to
Almighty Allah The Most High say he give us two ears and one tongue. This is why he said we should listen twice as much as we talk. So I've been chosen to teach his message, so I must talk. But I tell you what, he's blessed me to know when to be quiet, too, so I can hear him and listen to other people, too, because he speaks to other people, too. And he speaks through the signs in this creation, all the signs, all the things in this creation. Is a sign, a message from the Creator. But if all you look at is the thing, you'll miss the message. You got to focus beyond what you see and focus on the one that created what you see, and then you'll get the message that Allah, your Creator, wants you to get, that tells you of the life that he created for you to live. And that life is a good life. Again, that life is a good life. Now, I want to say this. It's not going off the subject. It's still on the subject, but it's specifically talking right now about the African-American people. Because every other people in the United States and the world, especially in the United States, they are self-reliant. They realize that their survival depends on self-reliance, relying on their own self, doing for self, and supporting their own people. And that's not racism. That's common sense. So when I see Jews supporting Jews, I'm not angry with them. When I see whites supporting white, I'm not angry with them. When I see Mexicans supporting Mexicans, I'm not angry with them. That's a beautiful thing. Black people can do the same thing. African Americans, so-called black people, why you won't do it? I'll tell you why you can't do it and you won't do it. Because of ignorance. In slavery, they taught us. See, in order to understand why you're psychologically scarred and damaged African-American people like you are, you must go back to the origin of why you're like you are. The origin is slave mentality. The origin is slave teachings that was institutionalized into our people, African-Americans, over 400 years ago. And a problem don't go away by itself. If you don't change the problem, it will continue on from generation to generation. And you know what it's called? Generations of curse. That means every generation of children you have, they will be cursed with that same lie that you've been told. If you don't rid yourself of that lie with a re-education of the truth and discarding the miseducation of the so-called white man. He had miseducated us. When they first brought us here, the main weapon they used against African Americans, and it's working today, even more than 300 years ago, when they institutionalized it strong back during that time, is divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. As long as we, back in the 60s, where I'm from, Durham, North Carolina, they used to call the neighborhood where I stayed in and my cousin Black Wall Street. Black people had unity even during that time of segregation when white people said that we were animals, we ain't equal with them, so we don't let them animals can't drink out of the same water fountain as we drink out the animal. They can't sit on the same sheep beside us. They're animals, they got germs. They call it germs. They animals, and they got germs in them, and them germs might roll off on us. This is what they said about us. They still saying it about us. They don't say it to us today in words. They say it in their conduct, the way they treat us. They treat us like animals. They treat us like subhumans. And the saddest thing is we treat ourselves that way because we have accepted the lies that they have told us about ourselves for over 500 years. If you keep telling a lie, eventually they're going to believe it. If they ain't got the truth to tell them no different, and they cut us off from the truth, and all they did was they lied to us for over 500 years. Lie, 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 lie. This government was founded on a lie. The United States government was founded on a lie. So it must fall. It must be destroyed. It will fall. It is falling. In fact, it has already failed. It's just got the people thinking that it's all right and it's prone, it's government in the world, because the people are ignorant of the truth. But this government, for all set purposes, since you don't believe that it's a fair lot of you, just keep on living, and the Creator lets you be living. I'll give you another year, and you're going to see a completely new America. You're going to see a completely new world. I didn't say 10 years. A year. A year, just 1 year. You see what happened over in Baltimore? That's just a microcosm of what's getting ready to happen all over the United States. It's going to be an all-out war. And since the older African-American people are afraid of the white man, it's going to take the young youth to fight against him. And since he ain't leaving them no other choice but to fight him physically, they're shooting them down like that, they're going to start shooting them back down like that. And it's going to be an all-out war. It's inevitable. You know why? Because they're not going to continue. They're not going to stop shooting our African-American men down and killing us because we're the greatest threat to them. And they know that. Why? We're the greatest threat to them because they know if we wake up, we've been called a sleeping giant. They know if we wake up that Obama won't be just a prominent black in skin color in their government, but they know that we will take over the government of the world, and it won't be no white people in there dictating no laws. It will be us taking the laws of Almighty God, Allah. They know this here. So they're going to keep shooting black men. They're going to keep aiming at the black man because we're the strongest man on the planet Earth. We're the strongest mind, not physical. They scared of our mind if we know who we are. If we go back and find our right mind from over in Africa, which is Islam, an Islamic mentality, huh? That's what they don't want us to get, our true Islamic mind. See, they don't care about you having this here old phony or false Islam in America. As long as your Islam in America allows you to be immoral, it's all right. As long as your Islamic religion allows you to go along with the government when they say same-sex marriage is illegal, it's all right. Your Islam is all right. You need to stir in their corruption. They don't want true Islam that Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah told 1,420-something years ago. They don't want that Islam. Excuse me, in America. I'm excited. The truth excites me, yeah, because it wakes me up, and those who got good sense wake them up, too, when they're here. So they don't want us to wake up. Right now, when white people see me, they scared of me, the flesh, but they scared of the spirit of the Creator in me. They look at my eyes, and you know they say the eyes is the mirror of the soul, and they see the Creator in me looking at them and their injustice they've done to us for 500 years and still doing us, and they start running. They just get run away from me like they. You can see the fire of hell in their eyes when they look at me because in the guilty conscience, they know it's inevitable that they must what? Reap what they sow. So what I'm involved in was just all of them reaping what they sow. Now, I know a lot of you, whether you like it or not, I'm going to say it because I'm not here to please you. I'm here to please Allah, the Creator. Now, back when Malcolm X, El Hajj, Malik Shabazz got assassinated, now that man was a martyr. That man was speaking out the truth. That man was trying to unite all black people to understand, no matter whether you're Muslim, Christian, or whatever you call yourself in the United States of America, you are still in one bar. You're all considered by the white man and the Jew niggas. Black niggas, three-fifths of a human being. So since we all got the same problems as black people in America, he said they don't persecute us. They don't persecute us. They don't oppress us because you're a black Muslim, because you're a black Christian, because you're a black Buddhist or Baptist. They persecute us. They oppress us because we're black, period. So if they persecute us because we're black, don't you understand? It ain't going to never stop. When Martin Luther King came together with Malcolm X and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that's when they killed both of them. Because then they knew that Martin Luther King wasn't marching no more for justice. the man was taking actions along with Elijah Muhammad and Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz, they came Malcolm X at that time, and they said, no, they're really going to become free if them two forces unite. Huh? And that also represents for you Muslims, Prophet Muhammad saying one day you will see Jesus and Muhammad together. That happened back during that time when Martin Luther King joined forces with the honorable Elijah Muhammad, with Islam. And it's been a progression of Christians and Muslims getting along ever since the honorable Elijah Muhammad introduced Islam to the African-American people in America in the year 1930, July the 4th. Add it up for yourself. About 70 years, ain't it? Maybe a little bit more. So, you know, African-American people, wake up. Stop sleeping. And see, in order to wake up, you got to be shaken. You know, when a person is asleep, you know, you go shake them and say, wake up, wake up. So what we like to call the teaching that we've been blessed to give you all is a wake-up teaching. See, it's going to wake up your dead mind, your dead soul. Wake it up and cause it to start thinking again. Cause your mind to be turned on, the lights of intelligence to be turned on back in your minds. But you got to want this. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not monitoring the time, co-host, but I know you said we had to stop early, so being that there's no guests want to come on speakers, that's fine. We'll continue to talk as long as we need to talk, but just let me know we ain't going over the time because you said that you had something to do today and we had to cut the time short. So I try to be an orderly man. Oh, voila. So let me know if the time is near that we got to stop because time moves fast when you're really doing the will of Allah.
All right, brother. Yes, sir. Thank you. But I'm staying conscious all the time. We have a few more minutes, about 10 more minutes here, that we can speak to our audience. I am aware of it, and I am preparing. Thank you very much. Yes, we still don't have anyone that's showing up on our Facebook today as having to want to give us some feedback, ask a question, or make a comment. But if there's anyone out there in our radio listening audience, I want to thank you for joining us. We do see our statistics to know that we do have those who are listening in, but who prefer not to. And we want to thank you for that. Any comment that you would like to make, any words you would like to say, please give us a call. Push the number one button on your phone. Push the number one button. You will show up on our switchboard. I would love to hear from you. We want to hear from our audience. This is not our focus. It's for all of us. We want everyone to participate so we know whether we are giving you the information that you're looking for. We are not sure about, concerned about. And what we're teaching and what we said to you, please push that one button and ask us. Ask, comment, let us know what you're thinking and how you're feeling about the show. Thank you for participating with us on today's radio broadcast show. Now and I'll let you go on to continue to talk and at that time, we'll be able to close out.
Thank you. This is what I want to close out with for all people listening, Christians, especially Muslim and Jews, communities all over the world, that Abraham the prophet, peace be upon him, is the founding father of the religion of Islam, the religion of Christianity, and the religion of Judaism. That means that Muslims, Christians and Jews are supposed to be worshiping the Creator the same way that Prophet Abraham worshiped the Creator. Now, how is that? What way did Prophet Abraham worship the Creator? This is the way. Prophet Abraham, he was living in a time where the people were called idolaters. They worship idols. That was their way of worship. They were ignorant. They didn't know no better, right? And he didn't know no better either. He was an obedient son to his father, respectful. And so he worshiped idols too. He didn't know no better. So, you know, he went out on his own searching for a better way. He just didn't believe that the idols had no power to help them. You know? And he went out searching on his own to find out who is the true creator, who is the true God. So, you know, all of his father and all the rest of them, they had their idols. And they had a big idol, bigger than all other idols, you see. And one day, Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, he went and he broke their biggest idol. And they came running, all of them, his father too. They said, who have done this to our God? He must be some man of impiety, ungodly. We don't kill him. So Prophet Ibrahim said to them before they tried to kill him, he said, listen, this is the biggest of your idol God, but look at it. I broke it, and it couldn't even help itself. It couldn't even defend itself against me. So I said, how can it be God? So he in a search for understanding of the true worship of Almighty God, Allah, he worshiped the sun, the moon, the stars. He said, all of these are lights. So they must be God. But all of them went out as it was inevitable because the lights in the heavens are only reflections of the eternal light of Almighty God Allah. So the sunlight went out, the moonlight went out, and the star light went out. So he said, people, I disassociate myself from associating any of these idols with Almighty God Allah. I now proclaim that the God that created everything in the heavens and the earth is eternal and unseen. He has no beginning and he has no ending. He's the one that established the oneness of the unity of Almighty God Allah for not only Christians, Jews, and Muslims, but for the whole of mankind. And Father and Ibrahim, Almighty, he prayed and asked Allah to bless him to be the father of religion for all the nations of the world. So he's also the founding father of the oneness of God, monotheism, for all people of all religions of all the nations of the world. That's what I want to conclude with, and I want to conclude with this beautiful prayer for all people, that all the prophets and all the messengers of Allah prayed for the saving of the human soul when it was lost, like most people, human souls are lost today. I'm going to say it in Arabic quickly and in English. Bear with me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Rahim maghdubi alayhim wa dhalin. Ameen. Translated in English, we say it with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and thy favor. None of those whose person is wrath and who go astray from your straight way. Ameen. We greet you all and thank you for your time and your listening. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam, welcome to the live Hebrew broadcast. Thank you so much, Imam Shahid Shabazz, for the beautiful broadcast each day on prayer, your soul for judgment. And may Allah, the Almighty God, be with you and bless you continuously with a successful day. We want to say again to all you mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks for listening in to our show. Tune in the same time again next Sunday, 10:38.
That's what we pray. hope is the wrong one who would enjoy the ride. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only humble and patient, strong and kind. When looking your eyes, then one can see a message of love and harmony, respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high, denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheating, tricks or lies. Yes, you are a star that lights the sky. So many been touched and blessed by you along the way. And we only hope and pray that you, yes, you get bright.